各位弟兄姐妹，主内平安。Peace, brothers and sisters. 在这一次的大会主题里面，尊主为大，同被建造。
In the theme of this camp, which is to exalt the Lord and be built together.
在第一篇的信息，唯读圣经，我们学习到了，唯有靠着圣经，我们才能够真正认识主，服侍主，尊主为大。
In the first day, we learned that it's only through the Bible alone, that we can get to know the Lord.
圣经就是神的话，是真理，唯独真理，在真理中我们才能够学习真理，在光中我们才能见光。
The Bible is God's word, it's God's truth, and only through this truth can we know the light, the Lord.
所以我们对神的认识，对自己认识，对这世界认识，完全要根据圣经。
So everything that's in our worldview must be based on the Bible.
我们所得的这最宝贵的奇妙的恩典，奇妙的救恩，也必须透过圣经来学习更深的体会和明白。
The amazing grace of our salvation must also be learned and experienced through the Bible.
因为神的话是活泼大有功效的。
Because the word of God is lively and effective.
神的话不是被动的，等着你来检查，你来选择的。
It is not inactive for you to examine.
神的话在做那一切奇妙大功。
It is the word that does amazing works.
正如神说有就有命立就立，借他的话创造了这世界。
For God created the heaven and the earth through His word.
同样，在这个救恩救赎的新的创造里面，神也是透过他的话语来施行的。
And also in the new creation through salvation, it is also through His word.
圣灵使用神的话圣道来重生我们。
God regenerates us through the Holy Spirit and the Holy Word.
圣灵继续使用圣经带领我们基督徒生活，越来越成为圣洁，直到见主面的时刻。
God sanctifies us with the Bible, the Word.
所以一切都是神透过他的话语做成的工作。
So everything that God works in is through His Word.
所以我们记得这一次我们是在这个路德营地 Camp Luther 来进行这一次大会。
Our camp is taking place at Camp Luther.
我们不要忘记路德和宗教改革的真理信息的传讲。
Let's not forget the truth of the Reformation and Martin Luther.
今天的教会很遗憾，很多方面离开宗教改革的真理，渐行渐远。
It is regrettable that churches today are straying from the truth of the Reformation.
所以今天的教会里，华人教会里有许多的乱象。
Therefore, there are many wicked things in the Chinese church today.
马丁路德在他临终的时候说过一句话。
Before Martin Luther died, he said,
当他躺在这病榻上快要死的时候，离开世界的时候。
When he was on his deathbed, about to leave the world,
其他同工朋友安慰他。
His co-workers came to comfort him.
说路德，你看你为上帝做这么大的事情。
They said, Luther, look, you've done great works for God.
路德立刻说，我没有做任何事。I did nothing.
Luther said, I did nothing.
神的话做了一切。The word did it all.
The word did it all.
神的话做成了这一切。
The word did it all.
所以我们需要重复，重复是最好的教育。
So repetition
is 最好的 education 教育。
Repetition is the best way of education.
免得我们忘记神的话，神的真理。
So that we won't forget God's word.
昨天我们讲到唯独恩典。
Yesterday we talked about sola gratia.
这也是宗教改革的信息。
This is the message of the Reformation.
一切都是恩典。
Everything is God's grace.
而且一切都靠恩典。
Everything relies on grace.
有些弟兄姐妹跟我分享的时候，表示好像他们还是有一些困难，有些困惑。
Some brothers and sisters expressed difficulties about this topic.
我很了解，因为我也走过这一段的心力路程。
I can relate because I've also been through this path.
每当我用我自己的头脑、理性、情感、经验，甚至传统来思想圣经真理的时候
，When I think about the truth of the Bible using my own reason, my own emotions, and even my own tradition，
我总是觉得很多地方我很难消化、很难接受。
I encounter a lot of difficulties。
但当我在神的话语中按照神的话来思想的时候
，But when I think about it according to God's word。
我发现这些愁云惨雾都消散了。
I discovered that these difficulties vanish at once.
因为神的话是光。
Because God's word is
神的话是生命。
It is life.
一切都是恩典。
Everything is grace.
今天这个时代对恩典的定义和了解，离开圣经，离开宗教改革太远了。
Our definition of grace in today's society has strayed from the truth of the Reformation.
今天说到恩典，好像别人或者上帝给你个恩典，那你要不要接受？你自己决定了。
When we talk about grace, it's as though God gives it to you, and you have the choice whether or not to accept it.
然后你来配合一下，看看你要不要达到你想要的目标目的。
And you cooperate with God to see whether you can accomplish what you want to accomplish.
就是一般流行的所谓。神人合作说或是天助自助者
This is the popular notion of so-called synergism which is the cooperation between God and man
但这是不是圣经所说的恩典
But this is not the grace that the Bible talks about
我们唱过这首诗歌叫奇异恩典 Amazing Grace
We know the hymn Amazing Grace
你真的知道 Amazing Grace 什么意思吗
You know what Amazing Grace means?
这首诗歌第一节说什么
What is the first line of the hymn say?
这个恩典何等的奇妙何等的奇异
Amazing grace
那以前呢我是瞎眼现在我得以看见了
Was blind but now I see
那请问这个瞎眼的自己可以被看见呢
Can the blind man see
当然不行 是主耶稣叫我们眼睛得打开我们才能看见的恩典是什么
Of course not It's Lord Jesus who opens our eyes so that we can see grace
恩典就是一切本于他万有本于他依靠他也归于他
Grace is that everything is from him and through him and in him
所以愿意去荣耀都归给他直到永永远远
And so may all glory be to him until forever and ever
有一本书提醒我们来思想这个神的恩典是如此的奇妙奇异超过我们自己的理性经验传统所能理解的
There is a book about how transcendent this grace is
而且也告诉我们我们常常是何等的可怜忘记的这个恩典是这样子的奇妙奇异 amazing
and reminds us of how miserable we are that we so often forget how amazing and transcendent this grace is
所以这个作者写了一本书
so this author wrote this book
这本书的名叫做将奇异放回恩典里面
the book is titled putting amazing back to grace
这个是翻得很好是这本书的名字将奇异放回恩典里面如果我们接受耶稣就是一个宗教的交易一手交钱一手交货嘛你要这样子你就可以信你就可以得救那就是我做什么得到成就这叫做宗教的交换啊
If it's like a transaction I do something and then I get something then it's nothing but a transaction
那这个是恩典没错可是好像比方说你去看医生
Yes, it's grace, but it's sort of like you go to a doctor
如果你是个小病小感冒伤风
It's just a minor disease
去看医生一家庭科医生给你开个药退烧止痛吃十几天就好了
So the family doctor gives you a prescription and you take it a few days you recover
当然还是谢谢医生的恩典了啊
And of course you are still thankful to the doctor
但是你谢谢他的那个心只有这么一点点
But it's only this little thankfulness
你觉得说我自己买的药来吃也会好啊
Because you can also get the drug yourself.
我不吃也会好。
Even if I don't take drugs.
但是医生还是帮助了我啊。
The doctor still helped me.
但是换一个情况，完全相反的情况。
So let's talk about another situation.
你得了绝症。
You have a mental disease.
只有这一位医生，他能够妙手回身把你医治好了。
Only this one doctor can recover your health.
其他医生都群医束手无策。
All other doctors have no way to heal you.
那你当然很感谢他，对不对
？And of course you are thankful.
他有这个再造之恩、救命恩人啊。
Because he holds the grace of recreation.
你每次都感谢他，对不对
？So you thank him.
那再用一个更强烈的图画。
Let's have an even stronger picture.
你躺在坟墓里面。
You are in the grave.
死了四天了。
Dead 4 days.
就唯一的这伟大的救主，这一生救主耶稣。
The only great doctor, Lord Jesus.
他说出来。
He says, come out.
那你就醒过来了，活过来了。
And then you are awakened, you are resurrected.
你知道他的话语，悔改相信出来了。
Through his word, you come out of the tomb.
那你感谢他的心是如何呢？
感伤，
感谢他的心是如何的大呢
？So, how great is your thankfulness?
因为这个他所说的福音，他的医治拯救是叫我们起死回生的。
His word is great, is to resurrect us from the dead.
所以原来基督的爱激励我们。
So the love of Christ encourages us.
因为我们想一人替众人死。
Because it's one man died for all men.
众人就都死了。
All men died.
好像这活着的人，我们这些活着的人，蒙拯救的人。
So that we who live, who have been saved,
不再为自己活。
Are no longer living for ourselves.
为这位替我们死而复活、爱我们的救主耶稣而活。
We live for Lord Jesus who has died and resurrected for us.
所以我无论或生或死，总是主的人。
So no matter death or life, we belong to the Lord.
无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
No matter life or death, may the Lord.Be magnified through on our bodies.
如此奇妙奇异的恩典
such amazing grace,
长阔高深
so great,
是我们永远没有办法诉说得尽赞美完的
It's something that we can never fathom.
我们永远在永世里要赞美，将荣耀感谢归给在这位坐宝座上的羔羊
And we shall praise this Lamb.Who is on the throne forever and ever?
所以基督徒在教会里面生活。
So in the life of the church,
一个很主要的目的
，one of the great purposes,
就能够和众圣徒弟兄姐妹在一起
，is how brothers and sisters together,
一起来思想感恩耶稣基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Can think about and be thankful towards how great the grace of Christ is.
可超过我们人所能测度的。
It transcends everything that we can fathom.
所以我们必须完全唯读圣经
and it has to be completely based on the Bible.
唯读恩典
sola gratia,
我们才能够运用神所赐给我们的信心
so that we can use the faith that God has given us.
来领会，来感恩神这一切对我们的爱和恩典
to understand and to be thankful towards the grace that God has given us.
今天我们讲到唯读信心
Today we talk about sola fide, faith alone.
我们不是讲一般所谓的信心
We are not talking about ordinary faith.
人无信不立，人没有信心不能活。
Without faith, man cannot live.
所以我们大家都要有信心。
So we need faith.
没有信心，也要想办法挤牙膏似的挤出一点信心。
Even if you don't have faith, you have to squeeze that little bit of faith out.
还有人说这个风雨生信心啊。这个暴风苦难环境会产生信心、
we learned that suffering produces faith
那这个风雨啊暴风苦难本身不会产生信心的
storms suffering in themselves do not produce faith
是神赐给我们信心
it's God who works faith in us
在彼得后书第一章第一节里面说得很清楚
in 2 Peter 1:1
说到我们是同得这一样宝贵的信心
It says that we receive this faith together
所以既然心是得到的表示不是我们自己里面产生的
So since we receive the faith it's not something that we produce
昨天我们也说到以弗所书第二章八到十节，这个信心是神赐给我们的。
Yesterday we talked about the book of Ephesians, which says that this faith is what God gives us.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
Our salvation is by grace through faith.
这并不是出于我们自己。
It's not out of ourselves.
乃是神所赐的。
But from God.
所以这并不是出于这个这包含了信心在内。
And this includes faith.
所以呢，也不是出于我们的选择，我们的行为，免得我们自夸。
It's not out of our choice, so that we cannot boast.
我们原是他的工作，是他做的。
We are His wonderful work, He works.
所以不是我们自己做的。
So it's not our work.
信心是神所赐给我们的。
Faith is from God.
信心是非常奇妙的。
Faith is amazing.
它是一个媒介的原因。
It is a catalyst.
那恩典是本质的原因，使得我们得救了。
And grace is the essence that gives us salvation.
那这个所谓的信心不过是一个 instrument， 是一个媒介的原因。
And faith is an instrumental cause.
所以我们打个比方，你看这里电扇在转，电灯在亮，对不对
？So let's use this example. You see the fan turning and the light is on.
请问这些电器用品为什么能发挥它的功能？为什么会亮？为什么会动呢
？So why are these electronic instruments working?
请问它自己会动吗
？Can it move by itself?
显然是从发电厂来的电让它能运转，是不是？
Of course, it's from the from BC Hydro.
好的。所以这个 power plant 发电厂透过那个电缆线接到这个地方或接到你家，所以我们可以使用这些电器用品。
So it's through these wires from BC Hydro to here that we can use these lights and stuff.
所以我们可以说这些电器用品会转、会动、会亮，是因为等于发电厂借着电缆线。
So these electronic instruments are working because of it's from BC Hydro through the wires.
好，所以请问，这个从电力公司的发电厂接到你家的这个电器用品上这根电缆线，哈，从发电厂到你家这边，请问是谁出的？是谁提供的？
So that wire that connects the power plant to your house.
我从来没有听说要申请电力公司用电的话，还自己要从家里牵一根电缆线到发电厂去，我没听过这样的事情。
I've never heard anyone supplying his own wire.
所以这个电力公司要提供这个电缆线从发电厂到你家，是不是
？So it's from the power plant, from BC Hydro.
当然这只是个比方啊。
It's just an example.
所以你之所以得救，那个发电厂是神的恩典。
The reason why you are saved, the power plant is God.
你之所以会动、会活过来，是因为发电厂来的电，神的恩典。
Because that you can live and be resurrected is from God's grace alone.
也是神提供的那根电缆线，信心使得你可以得到神的恩典。
And even that wire of faith is God's grace.
所以信心是神所赐的。
So faith is from God.
这个圣经里面说得很清楚的。
It's clear in the Bible.
你可以发现很多的例子啊。
You can find many,
我只要举一个例子就好，时间关系。
I'll just find one.
这里看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to the Book of Acts.
第五章
，Chapter 5.
啊，对不起，第三章《使徒行传》第三章第十一节到第十六节。
3:11-16.
如果你看到讲到这个彼得约翰进了圣殿经过美门口看到一个生来是瘸腿的人在那个门口行乞的是个乞丐。
So, the apostle runs into a beggar who has crooked since his early life.
他被人抬在圣殿门那个美门口，指望从那经过人给他一点周济，给他一点钱，让他能够生活。
He's at the door of the temple to beg for money.
所以当彼得、约翰经过这个美门口的时候，这个乞丐向他们乞讨了。
So when the when Peter and John pass by, this beggar begs money from them.
这彼得、约翰定睛看他，彼得说：“你看我们，注意，你看我。”
And Peter says, "Look at me."
这个乞丐以为好像可以得到什么东西，很高兴，就注意去看了啊。
This beggar thought he was going to get some money from him.
彼得说金和银我都没有但我把我所有的给你是奉拉撒勒耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
I have no money or silver, but in the name of Jesus the Nazarene, I command you to walk.
他就把这个生来瘸腿的乞丐拉起来他就全然健壮好了。
And he pulled him up, and he was healed.
他就和 彼得约翰唱着跳着敬拜神赞美神走进圣殿了。
And he praised God jumping.
请问这一个生来瘸腿的乞丐，他完全蒙医治可以站着跳着赞美神，是因为他有信心吗？
No, that he could be healed was it because he had faith?
他心里一点信心都没有。
He had no faith in his.
我是指说，他想要是得到一些金银，一些接济，他没有想到要求耶稣的名得医治的。
What he wanted was money and silver. He never thought that he could be healed.
彼得告诉他说，你要的金银财宝，我没有。
And Peter told him that I don't have what you want.
主要给你因他的名，他的恩典，让你得到医治，全然健壮起来。
That I have what the Lord has for you.
所以这些百姓们看到这么大的神迹出现，因为他都知道，大家知道这个人是生来瘸腿，天天在这里讨饭的。
So and these people, they knew that this guy couldn't walk.
大家就围着这个彼得、约翰，官府都开始在注意怎么回事了。
And so they were amazed. So they were onlooking.
彼得就开始对他们讲道了。
And then Peter started to preach.
你看第十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
我们因信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见、所认识的这人健壮了。
By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong.
请注意看下一句话，正是他所赐的信心，叫这人在你们众人面前全然好了。
And note the next sentence. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you can all see.
这个瘸腿的他得了医治，是因为谁的信心？
Where does this healing come from? Whose faith is it?
显然不是瞎子自己的信心。
It's not his own faith.
是主所赐给他的信心。
It's faith from God.
所以使得他得医治了。
So that he could be healed.
这只是众多例子里面中的一个。
This is just one of many examples.
信心是神所赐的。
Faith is from God.
那接下来我们要问一个更重要的问题了。
So let's ask one more important question.
也许你要问的就是，那什么叫做信心呢？
So what is faith?
我们还是要归回圣经，按照圣经来思想，什么叫做信心？
Let's look at the Bible. What is faith?
信心不是自我中心，用我们的理性、情感、意志、传统选择一个我们要相信的，这不是圣经所说的信心。
Faith is not being self-centered and using human faculties to understand.
那到底什么是信心呢？
And so what is faith?
我在教会里面长大。
I grew up in the church.
五十几年了啊。
More than 50 years.
那我听过不少。包括自己、也学习也观察呢，有三种流行对信心的看法。
I've observed three popular views of faith.
你看看你是不是也有类似的情况啊？第一种信心的看法，我讲个故事。主日学，儿童主日学的时候，老师们、老师问同学们，各位小朋友，你们有谁知道什么叫做信心？ What is faith?
So in Sunday school, the teacher says, "Well, children, do you know what is faith?"
那这个题目、如果各位大朋友，你不妨也回答一下啊，什么叫做信心？你告诉我好吗？
And tell me what is faith.
那这些小朋友，哎，觉得这个我们都有信心，我们都来信主耶稣，我们都来上儿童主日学，可是现在一问，我们被问倒了，答不出来了。
Those children used to think that they have faith, that's why they came here to Sunday school, and now they are asked what is faith, and they can't answer.
小朋友拼命抓头啊，在想，哎，怎么办？到底什么叫信心？我知道，可是我讲不出来。
So they scratch their heads and they think, what's faith? I know, but I can't say it.
终于有一位小朋友说，老师，我知道。
And one of the children said,
哇，老师很高兴。好啊，你说啊。他就说了。信心就是勉强你自己去相信你明知不可信的事情。
So this kid says, faith to force yourself to believe that which cannot be believed.
我不知道我们教会有没有这样的人哈。
I don't know if there are people like this in our church.
他不相信耶稣。
He doesn't want to believe in Jesus.
也觉得耶稣不是那么可信。
He doesn't think that Jesus is believable.
可是为了其他的原因
，but for other reasons，
勉强自己信了。
He forces himself to believe.
比方说，牧师说了，如果我不信的话，他不能给我和我的女朋友证婚在教会里。
For example, the pastor says that if I don't believe, then he cannot marry me and my girlfriend.
我爸爸妈妈一家都信主，只有我一个不信，那让他们太丢脸了。我还是去信吧。
Or both my parents are Christians, so I have to believe, or they'll lose face.
哎呀，我刚从中国来，你看教会亲友堂对我这么好，带我去申请电话、租房子、买车子，一切都帮我打点好了。
Or I just came from China, and Faith Chinese Baptist has been so nice to me, I have to believe.
教会的人真有爱心啊。
People at the church have so much.
牧师问我要不要受洗。
And so the pastor asked me whether I want to get baptized.
我一句话没说别的，
行，当然行，没问题。Of course.
这些都是因为其他的原因来信耶稣，是不是哈？
These are various reasons to believe in Jesus.
我不晓得你当初是不是用这种心来信耶稣的哈。
I don't know if this is how you came to Christ in the first place.
上帝的恩典何其宽宏大量。
But God's grace is sufficient.
他照你的本相接纳你。
He still accepts you.
但是他不会让你这样子继续糊里糊涂的信下去。
But he won't let you go on with this kind of faith.
他会改变你。
He will transform you.
第二种对信心看法。
The second kind of faith.
老王跟老李是好朋友。
Mr. Wong and Mr. Lee are good friends.
老王劝老李信耶稣劝了很多年。
Mr. Wong has spent many years to convince Mr. Lee to believe in Jesus.
老李不愿意接受，不愿意相信。
Mr. Lee won't believe.
觉得自己没有需要。
He thinks he doesn't need it.
后来医生宣布老李得了癌症，还是末期的癌症。
And then Mr. Lee finds out that he has terminal cancer.
他躺在病床上，老王把握最后机会去看他了。
And Mr. Wong goes to see him on the bed.
他对老李说
，Saying to Mr. Lee,
老李啊，我们认识这么多年。
Hey, old Lee, I've known you for many years.
你也晓得我一直劝你信耶稣，你总是不接受。
I told you to believe in Jesus, but you never accepted.
现在你要到了生命的尽头了。
And you are at the end of your life.
好不好？把握最后一次机会。
Use this last opportunity.
接受耶稣做你的救主吧。
Accept Jesus as your Savior.
做一个聪明人，不要做这么糊涂的人。
Be smart, don't be stupid.
你想看，我算给你看。
I'll count it for you.
Okay. 你不信耶稣，我信耶稣。
You don't believe in Jesus, I believe in Jesus.
将来没有耶稣这回事。将来没有耶稣，就将来耶稣不会再来，也没有天堂地狱，没有，根本就没有耶稣基督这回事的话。
And there's no, suppose there's no such thing as Jesus.
那么，哎，你不吃亏，我也不吃亏啊。
And there's nothing for you to lose.
我也不吃亏，
There's nothing for me to lose.
但如果你看啊，你不信耶稣，我信耶稣，那真的有耶稣，他要来，最后要来审判。
Well, look now, I believe in Jesus and you don't believe in Jesus. Suppose that there is Jesus and he's coming to judge the world.
那你可惨了。
Then you're dead.
这个赌博，人生的赌博，你输不起的。
This wager, you cannot lose.
信吧，为什么不信呢？
So believe.
这个不信白不信呢。
There's no reason for you not to believe.
当然有可能信了变白信了哈。
Of course, your belief might be wasted.
所以这个叫做赌注论法啊，五十五十 ，fifty fifty 哈。
This is the so-called Pascal's wager.
其实这个最早就是所谓的这 Pascal， 法国这个数学家，这个哲学家所讲的。他说这个就是按照这种赌注论算一算百分比，你也应该信耶稣。
This was proposed by the French mathematician Pascal.
所以这种说法比第一种好一点，是不是？耶稣有一些可信的。
So this is better than the first kind of faith. Or there's something about Jesus that can be believed.
哎，这个教会讲的，可是还是有些我觉得不可信。那我怎么办呢？
There's some things that cannot be believed. So what do we do?
既然有理由要相信。
So there's reason to believe.
也有理由不信。
And reason not to believe.
那我在这个不知道、不能确定情况之下。
And when I cannot be sure,
我就冒险做个选择吧。
Let me take this wager.
所以信心的跳跃，就信吧。
So leap of faith.
反正
believe.
反正信也不吃亏嘛，对不对？
Nothing to lose.
将来发现不可信，再不信嘛，是不是？好。
If I find out it's unbelievable, then I won't believe.
所以没有什么责任 ，no obligation 啊。
So I have no obligation.
但这样的信心带来什么结果？
So what's the result of this kind of faith?
造成了教会里一些不少。不冷不热的基督徒。
It causes many Christians who are neither hot nor cold.
Lukewarm. 所以他要说他不信呢，他也信。 要说他信呢，他也不够认真信，就在半死半活的啊。
They're half life, half done.
即使你说我99%信耶稣，还有1%的怀疑啊。
I believe in Jesus 99%, but there's still 1% of doubt.
那魔鬼就会利用这百分之一不断的试探你，叫你不能也不愿意全然委身基督。
And the devil will use this 1% to cause you to be unable to dedicate your whole self to Christ.
我们当初有没有人是这样信耶稣的？好吧，反正信就是，但也有道理吧，就信吧。有没有这样的人啊？你不用举手，没关系啊。我没有看见，请放下。但是神的恩典宽宏大量的
The God's grace is still sufficient.
你用这样的信心来信他
Use this kind of faith to believe in him.
好，他照你的本相接纳了你
Okay, he accepts you.
但他不会让你这样继续下去
But he won't let you go on with this kind of faith.
第三种流行的看法
Third kind of popular view of faith.
我想不出个名字，我只能说这是信心是一个很玄很妙的东西
It's a mystical thing.
那么你需要它
You need faith.
没有他是不行的。
Without faith, you cannot.
但是搞不清他怎么回事。
So you don't know what's going on with faith.
就好像说，你银行里需要有存款。
It's like you need money in your bank account.
你的汽车的油缸里需要有汽油。
You need gas in your car.
这些是会用完的。
And these things can be used up.
所以你一定要不断的补充。
So you need to refill.
所以你要到教会来听到。
So you have to come back and listen to sermons.
牧师尽他的本事，花几百时间调制一个信心的药丸。
The pastor makes this medicine of faith.
对啊，每礼拜就拿一颗听了吃下去。
Every time you come, you take one.
我觉得好像没什么效。牧师说没关系，下礼拜我保证做一个更有效的药丸给你。
And the pastor goes, next time I'll make one that's more effective.
这还不够啊，每年要办一次夏令会。
And that's part of this.Every time we
打一针补针强心针可以用一年半年的
super medicine、
啊、所以就是为什么有些所谓的信徒呢他太忙了不来教会信心就越来越下降了因为用完了
This is why many Christians when they are lacking faith they don't come to church and their faith goes on the decline
或者搬家搬到的地方没找到教会不去慢慢就不信了
Or they move to a place where there's not a church and then gradually they stop to believe.
因为信心消失就没了。
Because this faith goes away and it never comes back.
那如果是这样子的话我们就必须小心的每个礼拜来听到来聚会参加夏令会这不是不好的。
If your faith depends on coming every week to listen to sermon and coming to summer camp,
这个听到主日崇拜聚会小组查经夏令会都是本身是好的。
These things, such as sermons, are good.
但是变成这个人必须依靠这一些才能维持他的信心，那这个就有问题了。
But when your faith relies on these things solely, then there's a problem.
那以上这三种流行看法都不是圣经所说的真实得救的信心。
And these three kinds of three views of faith are not what the Bible says what faith really is.
啊，到底什么是信心呢？
And so what is saving faith?
我非常欣赏这个回教的恐怖分子啊，只有一点啊。
I really admire Muslim terrorists. One point.
只有一点就是他们的信心都很大。
Is that they have great faith.
他们带着炸弹，他真的相信，他炸弹爆炸的时候，他就直升天堂了。
They really believe that once the bomb explodes, they go to heaven.
那阿拉就给他很多的赏赐、财富还有美女啊等等哈。
And Allah gives them a lot of money and girls.
我也非常佩服这些乡下的这些爷爷奶奶、阿公阿嬷哈，烧香拜佛比我们还认真，比我们还早起灵修的。
And I really admire these really pious old people in the countryside.
不管他们的信心多么大，多么的认真
，No matter how great and how serious their faith is,
但是因为他们所信的对象是空的，是假的。
What they believed in is false.
那么到头来仍然是一场空。
And so it's useless.
就好像在沙漠里面旅行的客旅，因为没有水喝，快要渴死了。
It's like travelers in the desert.
看到远方啊，有水的影子，有这个海市蜃楼啊，有水泉啊，赶快就努力的要 挣扎的冲过去爬过去哈。
They see the illusion of water afar.
啊，到当地一看，什么也没有。
And when they get there, they find out it's an illusion.
所以当看到这个海市蜃楼，说哇，信心大增啊，好高兴，前面有水。结果到后来到才发现没有。
This illusion produces faith, but then it's useless.
就真正渴死在那里了。
And so he dies.
所以信心的真谛关键在于你所信的对象是不是真实的。
So the key thing is whether that which you believe is true.
如果不是真实的话，你再怎么有多大的信心也是没有用的。
If it's not true, then no matter how great your faith is, it's useless.
所以信心最重要、最首要的是他所信的对象。是谁？是不是永活的真神的上帝
？So the object of faith is the key thing, whether it's the true God or not.
那另外一面来说
，On the other hand,
信心也有所谓的这个主观的经历的这一面。
There is something subjective about faith.
那就是说，你要运用信心去相信你所信的这个对象，真实的对象。
That is, you have to use your faith to believe in the object of faith.
就像在沙漠中这个快要渴死的这个旅客
，Just like the traveler in the desert who is dying of thirst.
他真的找到这个活水泉绿洲了。
If he really finds an oasis.
但找到之后好高兴，坐下来。不喝那个活水的井或是活水泉，一样会渴死。
And yet he sits down and won't drink the water, he will still die.
所以想一想，基督徒也真可怜哈。
So, Christians are miserable sometimes.
我们所信的对象是真实的救主耶稣。
We do believe in the true God.
可是我们对他的信心竟然是这么小。
But our faith is so small.
难怪我们的生活没有力量。
No wonder why we have no strength in our lives.
那些回教恐怖分子、迷信的、烧香拜佛的这些爷爷奶奶、阿公阿嬷
，compared to those people with false religion,
他们信心很大
，they have great faith.
可是信的是假的
，but they believe in something false.
他们是假戏真做
，they believe in something false, but then they are serious about it.
基督徒呢，有时候真戏假做。
We believe in something true, but often we are not serious about it.
这是很可怜吗？
And that's miserable.
所以信在圣经告诉我们，同时的包含所信的对象，以及这一位信靠者的信心。
And so faith has an objective and a subjective side.
所以这个所信的对象，我们称为信仰的内容，信仰对象。那我们的信心，我们的信称为信心，所以就信仰和信心是信的。合一的两面。
So the objective side and the subjective side are just two sides of the same coin.
啊，这是圣经。
这是圣经所启示的真理。This is the truth that the Bible has revealed.
所以这句话一定很重要。所以声音突然变小了，然后变大了。
That was an important phrase.
信心，信就是以信心信靠那绝对可信真实的对象。
Faith is to use your faith to believe in Him who is absolutely believable.
而且那个中心是在我们所信的救主耶稣上面，不是在自己身上。
And the center is Christ, not ourselves.
这是为什么前面那三种流行的看法都犯了一个基本的错误。
This is why all the three popular views of faith, have a fundamental mistake.
那前面三种看法都是我来看看是不是要真的相信，我来看看是不是可信的，一半一半还是不可信，还是我看看我的需要信心的油缸里面的汽油够不够了。
Those three views of faith are all egocentric.
所以自我中心是世人对信心的定义。
Egocentricity or self-centeredness is the definition of faith in the secular world.
但是圣经所说的信，真实得救的信心，它的中心是所信的这位伟大全能真神。
So the Bible, when the Bible talks about faith, this faith is God-centered.
你知道信第一个第一处在圣经出现在哪吗？信这个字。
You know, where is the first time that the word faith occurs in the Bible?
创世纪啊，第一卷书创世纪
Genesis
第十五章
Chapter 15
第六节
Verse 6
亚伯拉罕信主耶和华，主耶和华就算他称他为义。
Abraham believed or had faith in Yahweh and Yahweh just called him righteous。
所以信这个字，这个希伯来文原文的这个动词，就是我们今天所说的阿门这个字根。
And the Hebrew word, Hebrew verb for to believe is the root word for amen in our language.
所以这个希伯来文的阿门，然后到希腊文的阿门，到今天我们英文里面中文都说阿门，原因阿门这个字就是确确实实的意思。
So from Hebrew to Greek to English and Mandarin, when we say Amen, Amen is verily, truly.
所以当祷告完，我们说奉耶稣的阿门，阿门这个意思是说，以上所说都是真实的，我们所信的对象就是真实的，我是诚心所愿，是真实的意思。
So when we say Amen after our prayers, it means verily, truly.
所以在新约圣经里面，记得福音书里主耶稣在讲道的时候，他常常说，我实在告诉你们，就是阿们 I tell you， 或者说我实实在在告诉你们，就阿们阿们 I tell you。
So in the New Testament we often see Jesus saying truly truly I say to you or verily verily I say to you， it's amen amen I say to you。
所以这个中文的翻译真的翻得真好。
So the Chinese translation，
如果只有一个阿们，阿们 I tell you， 说是我实在告诉你。
If there's one amen, it means truly I tell you.
如果是两个 amen, amen 就是我实实在在告诉你。
If it's two amen, it's I truly, truly say unto you.
哦，这个翻译真不简单啊。所以 amen 这个就是实在确实的意思。
So amen means truly, basically.
在哥林多后书第一章第二十节。
In 2 Corinthians,
一章二十节。
120?
神的应许无论有多少，在基督里都是是的，借着他也是实在的，所以我们都说阿们，归荣耀给神。
Sorry, let me find this verse.
二十节。
For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ.And so through him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God.
所以你看阿们这个字的字根的意义，最中心就是确实的意思。
So Amen means verily, truly.
所以换句话说，圣经所说真实得救的信心，不是那种暂时的信心，真实得救的信心都是百分之百的。
So true saving faith is always 100% and never temporary.
因为所信的对象是百分之百的绝对真实可靠啊。
Because the object of faith is 100% absolutely trustworthy God.
所以你怀着怀疑不信，或者怀疑一半一半的半信半疑的信他，其实你是在贬低的他。
So any degree of doubt is blasphemy.
他是那样全然信实可靠，绝对存在，无所不知，无所不在，无所不能。而你竟然只有50%的心去信他，你不觉得这是一个对他很大的一个不敬吗？
He is so absolutely faithful, and you use a faith that is not 100% to believe in him, isn't that great blasphemy?
所以罗马书十四章说，凡出于不信的都是罪。
So Romans 10 says that any unbelief is sin.
所以圣经告诉我们，信的最基本定义最清楚在希伯来书第一十一章第一节。
So the Bible gives us a great definition of faith in Hebrews 11:1.
信就是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
Faith is being sure of what we hope for and what we do not see.
我在教会里，在神学院教书，我就问我的会友和学生说，什么叫做信呢？各位大朋友。
So I asked my students at the seminary, what is faith?
他们一定说啊，这很简单，希伯来书十一章第一节，信是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
And they will say it's easy, Hebrews 11:1.
这是标准答案，圣经写的，没话说。
That's the standard answer.
但是如果再问下一个问题，那什么叫做所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据呢？
But if you ask, well, what does it mean to be sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see?
你能回答吗？如果你的慕道朋友问你说，你们说信耶稣，什么叫做信？怎么个信法？什么叫做信呢？你说哦，信就是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。 他们能明白，你能明白吗？
If you say this to your unbelieving friends, will they understand?
我们真的明白吗？
Do we really understand?
感谢神在希伯来书十一章所谓这个信心的篇章来教导我们什么叫做信心的真谛。
So thank God for enlightening us with Hebrews 11 to know what is faith.
所以你不能只读希伯来书十一章第一节，你要读全章，你甚至要读希伯来书，要读整本圣经，才会越来越对信心的真谛开始有真实的认识。
So you cannot just read Hebrews 11:1, you have to read the entire chapter and even the entire Bible in order to know what faith is.
你才能够越来越经历所谓信心是什么。
And so you can truly experience what faith is.
那希伯来书第十一章第一节说，信是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。首先告诉我们，信的第一个圣经的定义就是是实底和确据 ，assurance and certainty.
So Hebrews 11:1 tells us that the primary definition of faith is assurance and certainty.
所以信心都是百分之百的实底和确据。
100%.
因为所信的对象是百分之百的真实可靠。
Because our God is 100% faithful.
那第二呢，就是所望之事的，就是信心的第二层面意义，就是实底确据，然后就是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据，所以跟望和见有密切关系。
And it has a lot to do with hope and seeing because it's being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
所以信心和望见有关。
So faith has to do with sight.
那这什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
感谢神，圣经不是写，只是写给哲学家博士们看的。
Thank God because the Bible is not just written for philosophers.
不是只是给知识分子看，是给所有人看的。
It's for everybody.
就是圣经使用当时的所谓的市场的语言 common market language, 用人们所熟悉的语言来表达的。
It uses a common language so that everybody can understand.
要明白这个什么叫所望之事实底，未见之事确据，圣经没有给我们一个逻辑哲学的定义。
So to understand what faith is, the Bible doesn't give us a strict logical definition.
所给的乃是一个生活实际经历的写照，任何人读了看了都会懂，会明白的。
Rather, it's something easy to relay in our life.
所以在第二节说，古人在这世上得了美好的证据。
This is why verse 2 says that this is what the ancients were commended for.
好像是一连串这个所谓的slideshow, PowerPoint, 一幕一幕放给你看，什么叫做信？
It's like a slideshow of heroes of faith.
所以从亚伯说起，亚伯、以诺、挪亚、亚伯拉罕、摩西、众先知，一个一个讲给你听。哦，你看他的经历，明白这个叫做信。
So these flashbacks from Abel to Enoch to Noah to Abraham.All these great heroes of faith telling us what faith is.
So, 盼望今天下午晚上你回家之后不要花什么时间看电视啊、上网啊、看报纸啊，好好把希伯来书十一章一个一个字仔细仔细好好读。
So I hope when you go home tonight, don't do other leisurely things, but study Hebrews 11.
靠主的恩典，你会明白什么叫做真正的信。
And then you will remember.
所以我
就 understand what faith really is.
我举两个例子，请看希伯来书第十一章。
I'll give two examples. Let's look at Hebrews 11.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉第十三节。
Abraham and Sarah, verse 13.
请注意听，待会儿问你会叫你举手的哈。这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见且欢喜迎接。好，我们就读到这里。
All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance.
我们说信是跟望和见有关系的。
We say that faith has to do with sight.
亚伯拉罕、撒拉他们死的时候有没有看见神所应许给他们的？有没有啊
？So when Abraham and Sarah died, did they see what God had promised them?
有没有
？Did they?
认为没有的举手。
Please raise your hand if you know.
看见的请放下哈。认为有的请举手。
If you say yes, please raise your hand.
哦，看见请放下。其实都对哈，你举哪个手都是对的。
Both are right.
因为这里说得很清楚，他们死的时候，他们的肉眼还没有看见，没有得着所应许的。 但是他们心灵的眼睛看见了，这里说却从远处望见且欢喜迎接。
They didn't see with their fleshly eyes, but they saw with their spiritual eyes, which is why it is first just that they saw from a distance.
所以信心的真实定义，第二方面就是，是心灵的眼睛看见了肉眼所还没有看见或不能看见。
So the second definition of faith is the spiritual side of what cannot be seen with fleshly eyes.
所以你接着往下看呢、啊。比方说到了下面第二十六节讲到摩西、
verse 26 talks about Moses
他看、哦、看啊，他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。二十七节，他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
He regarded or he saw pleasures of sin for a short time, but he regarded this grace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward.
请问摩西到底看见了那不能看见的主吗？
So did Moses see God which cannot be seen?
看见举手，对，没有看见举手。不要怕，都对，都对。因为他的心灵的眼睛透过信心，借着信，看见了肉眼所没有看见的。
Both are right, because he saw with his spiritual eyes that which the fleshly eyes cannot be seen.
因着信，心灵眼睛看见肉眼所没有看见那个实比和确据。
Because of faith, the spiritual eyes see that which cannot be seen.
所以，我知道你们有人会说，哎，吕牧师啊。这个第二节中文写的是说如同看见那不能看见的主啊，这个如同在中文来说是好像的意思哈，你的中文程度可能要进步一下才行哈，不然、这意思说应该是没有看见，只是好像看见了哈，有人可能会有这种误解哈。
There might be a slight
misunderstanding
in Chinese.
Not English. 英文没有问题，因为如同这两个字是原文所没有的。你看英文 because he saw him who is invisible. 英文很清楚，照原文翻。中文加上这两个字如同，那么反而不太清楚了。所以应该是说是他因着信啊。他就看见那不能看见的主，原文是这样子。
Yeah, so there's no problem in the English translation.
所以中文的读者我们要注意，所以信就是看见那不能看见的主，奇妙，太奇妙了。
So faith is to see the Lord who cannot be seen.
所以如果读下去讲到众先知。
And then it talks about the prophets.
他说我又何必再说，因为时候已经不够了，我们时间也不够了、
And what more should I say? I do not have time to tell about.
他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军，都是借着信，因着信。
For through faith conquered kingdoms and administered justice and gained what was promised and shut the mouth of lions, quenched the fury of the flames and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength and who became powerful to battle and routed foreign armies.
所以读到十二章第一到十二章第一节。
And so to chapter 12, verse 1.
我们有既然有这么许多的见证人。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses,
什么叫见证人你知道吗？
Who are witnesses?
就是心灵的眼睛看见了肉眼所没有看见这位救主，这个实体和确据是这样子的见证人。
They are the people who have seen with their spiritual eyes, which their eyes of flesh cannot see.
我相信在座的弟兄姐妹，我们有没有人肉眼看过耶稣啊？
Has any one of us seen Jesus with our fleshly eyes?
大概灵恩派的教会有人这样的宣称了哈，我们教会信友堂大概没有人肉眼看过耶稣吧，对不对？
Maybe not among us.
那为什么我们会信他呢？
So why do we believe in him?
因着信，我们虽然肉眼还看不见他，但是却因信他，有说不出来，满有荣光的大喜乐。彼得前书一章八节。
although we cannot see him, we have unspeakable joy in our hearts.
所以基督徒的信心，神所赐给我们的信心，就是心灵眼睛看见肉眼所没有看见的实体和确据。
So Christian faith is the spiritual side of God, the certainty and assurance of what we do not see.
我们既有这么许多的见证人如同云彩围绕着我们。
We are surrounded by such a great cloud.
当放下各样的重担，脱去这一切容易缠累我们罪，存心忍耐，奔大摆在我们前头的路程，仰望，注目仰望，为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
最后这句话说是。仰望原文是 fix your eyes upon Jesus， 注目定睛仰望主耶稣基督。
And let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
因为是他为我们的信心创始成终。
Because he is the one, he is the author and finisher of our faith.
所以信心是他所赐，他创始，放在我们里面的。
So he authored our faith and put it in us.
他也带领我们的信心成长到最后终了见主面的时刻。
And he takes us to the finish line.
所以说穿了，信心的关键在于都是为救主耶稣基督他所赏赐给我们。
So faith from beginning to end is the grace of Christ.
那我们的责任在哪里呢？
So what is our responsibility?
当我们得到这样的信心之后。唯独恩典，唯独神赐给我们这个信心。
So when we receive this grace alone, faith alone, what do we do?
我们的责任在于运用这个神已经赐给我们的信心来注目看主耶稣。
Our responsibility is to utilize this faith to fix our eyes upon Jesus.
今天我们到教会来做什么？
What are we doing at church?
我们参加夏令会的目的何在？
Why are we at camp?
我们是来看人吗？
Are we here to see people?
看洪牧师这么有吸引力。
See the attractive Reverend Hong.
看吕牧师这么。
See the handsome Dr. Lu.
那我们焦点摆错了。
Then our focus is wrong.
我们是要来注目看耶稣。
We are here to fix our eyes on Jesus.
你知道我们中国人啊，其实世界上每个人都一样啊。
You know, Chinese people,
对人多的地方有兴趣。
We like places where there are crowds.
看热闹，对不对？如果在一条街上，这个店或是摊贩啊，如果很多人围着，你也想去看看怎么回事，对不对？
If the store is crowded with people, then we want to go to that store.
如果门可罗雀，你大概想没有去，也不想进去了。
If there's nobody in the restaurant, we don't go.
大家挤着看的时候还围着人，还要踮着脚站起来看，到底看什么？
If there's a great onlooking crowd, then we go see too.
如果我们信有堂弟兄姐妹每一位都注目看耶稣的话，那么其他的慕道也看，哎，这一群人在这里看什么？我们也来看一看啊。
Now, if we are onlookers of Christ, we fix our eyes on Christ. And other people see us, they want to look as well.
当他们的眼睛开始来看耶稣的时候
，and when they start looking at Jesus,
就神的恩典临到他们，他们就会注目看耶稣。
God's grace comes upon them, and they will fix their eyes on Jesus.
因为信就是注目看耶稣。
Because faith is to fix our eyes on Jesus.
你知道，在这个。一个小孩婴儿出生的时候
you know, when a baby is born,
他的这个视觉眼睛视觉细胞以及耳朵听觉细胞都需要光线和声音的刺激
his sight and his ears the cells they need stimulation from light
你千万不要做这个可怕的实验、啊、你千万不能让这小孩活在黑暗里面
never put a baby in the darkness
如果你一直让他在黑暗里面的话他的眼睛视觉细胞不能发育
Or else his eye cells can never develop.
这光线刺激了眼睛的视觉细胞，然后它发育，所以越看就越看越清楚。
So the more a baby sees, the clearer he sees.
所以刚出生的婴儿，他看到是朦胧的美啊，他认不出谁是爸爸妈妈，对不对？不认生的。
So a newly born baby he cannot recognize his.
但是到了三个月、六个月的，他的眼睛开始越来越能够分辨这个黑暗的这个对照，以及对色彩更敏锐了。
But at 3 months, six months, his eyes can see colors and distinguish.
所以他大概六个月就会认生了。别人不可以抱，只有爸爸妈妈才给他抱，对不对？
So 6 months he starts to
read. 所以他的视觉细胞，他的眼力不断的增长，因为光线的刺激。
So his eyesight grows, continues to grow because of stimulation from light.
耶稣基督他是真光，要照亮一切生在世上的人。
Christ is the true life who shines on us.
他的光照进我们生命里面。
He shines in our lives.
照醒了我们，打开了我们的眼睛。
To awaken us and open our eyes,
使我们眼睛可以开始注目看他。
So that we can fix our eyes on him.
使我们越看他就越有信心。
And the more we look at him, the more faith we have.
真实的信心不怕小。
True faith, it doesn't matter if it's small.
因为它一定会长大。
Because it will grow.
主耶稣说，如果你们的信心真的信心，如果只像芥菜种那么小的话。
If you have true faith, even if it's as small as a mustard seed,
它也能够移山填海。
You can move mountains with it.
不是这个信心本身有能力。
It's not power from the faith itself.
而是信心所信的这位救主耶稣，他有能力。
It's the object of faith, which is the Almighty Christ.
所以严格来说，不是信心使我们称义。
So strictly speaking, faith does not justify.
因为回教徒、佛教徒也很有信心。
Because Muslims and Buddhists have faith too.
乃是我们所信的是耶稣基督，他使我们称义，他的义算在我们身上。
It is the righteousness of Christ imputed unto us. It is Christ who justifies.
所以唯独信心是唯独注目耶稣，也是以唯独基督是中心。
So when we say sola fide, it's through grace alone that we look at Jesus so that we can have faith.
如何使自己信心能够成长呢？
And how do we grow in faith?
不是到山下山边这个海边去参加一个静坐这个密修，然后你的信心就增加了，不是这样子的。
It's not by meditation.
至少对我个人来说，每当我阅读圣经、祷告，我就越有信心。当我不读圣经、不祷告的时候呢，你知道，四不读书，三日面目可憎哈。基督徒三天不读圣经，那个脸已经很难看了。
You have to read the Bible and pray every day to get faith.
所以透过祷告、透过读经，我们在注目看耶稣。
Through prayer and through reading the Bible, we fix our eyes on Jesus.
所以慕道朋友，你不用灰心，你只要愿意继续来教会读神的话语，向他祷告。你一定会信的。
So don't be discouraged. Keep coming to Christ. Keep coming to the church. Read the Bible. Pray.
信心就是注目看耶稣。
Faith is to fix our eyes on Jesus.
最后讲一个例子就结束了。
We'll finish with an example.
请翻到马太福音第十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew 14.
马太福音十四章第二十二节到三十三节。
Verses 22 and 23.
我们没有时间仔细念的，我相信你蛮熟悉这段经文的。
I think you'll be familiar with this.
马太福音十四章二十二到三十三节，讲到主耶稣在海面上行走。
Jesus walking on water.
主耶稣在山上彻夜祷告，他叫门徒先上船渡到加利利海的对岸去。
So Jesus tells the disciples to cross over to the other side of the sea.
到那个夜里四更天的时候，夜黑风高，风浪大作，这个风浪大到地步，船几乎要翻了，很危险的。
And dark night at night, there's this great storm, and the boat was about to tip over.
那门徒在不断努力想要稳住这个船，突然间看到远方有个黑影来了，以为是鬼怪，吓得要命。
And they see this ghostly figure walking on water.
哇，大声喊，我们丧命了。
And they shout, we are going to die.
原来是主耶稣来了，他在海面上行走。
Oh, it's Jesus, he was walking on water.
他连忙对门徒说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
So he said, not be afraid, it's me.
门徒一听是耶稣的声音，哇，好高兴啊，得到平安。
And they heard the voice of Jesus. They were so comforted.
这时候呢，同工会主席彼得先生
，And Peter，
真是很有信心呐、啊，对不对？他说哇，太好了，是你。如果是你的话，你有能力在海面上行走，你也可以叫我走到你那里去，在海面上走。
Peter says, "Wow, if you have the power to walk on water, you can also make me walk on water."
假若那天晚上我们都在那艘船上的话。你会像彼得这样发出这样信心的呼吁吗？
If you were there too,
你敢吗？
Would you do this too?
我承认我不敢。
I wouldn't.
主耶稣你赶快来吧，还要我走到海面上到你那里去，这不是好玩的。
Come on, Jesus, come to the boat. What? Walk on water? Me? No.
可是呢，彼得因为信心大声呼吁，主啊，你能够，你有能力叫我走到你那里去，这是真的没有错的。
The Peter faith grew so quickly, and he wanted to walk on water. That's true faith.
然后主耶稣说，好，你来吧。
And Jesus said, sure, come.
哇，这下可惨了，是你自己提出的要求，对不对？主啊，把温哥华交给我们信友堂吧。好，主耶稣说，我把温哥华所有的华人都交给你了。主啊，啊，对不起啊。
It's like, Lord, give all the Chinese people to Faith King's Baptist. And Lord says, okay.
那主啊，你要知道我们信友堂人数还是不是很多，我还没有退休，我家里还有妻小，我等我退休吧，等我、啊、等我结婚呢、啊，等我股票上市了，等我。
Oh Lord, I still have my job. I still have a lot of things to do. Wait till I retire.
彼得一清楚说，好吧，你来吧，他就开始脚步移动，对不对？我表演给你看了。当他每一步走都很简单。
Shall I do it with you?
Yes. 但是来到这个船边的时候，底下就不好玩了，对不对？因为这是彼得的一小步，是人类信心历史的一大步。
So he is Peter. So he walks beside the boat and he starts to hesitate. This little step of faith is a great step, great leap in the history of humankind.
所以他就真的下来了，在台上行走。
He walks down.
而且还走得很好。
And he walks well.
一步一步走向耶稣那里去。
He walks towards Jesus.
但突然间，他沉下去了。
And suddenly he started to sink.
为什么？你赶快看圣经啊！为什么
？Why? Look at the Bible.
因为什么？因为什么
？Why?
害怕，当然，但他为什么害怕？为什么前面不害怕呢？圣经上写的，因为只因见风甚大。
Because he saw that the wind was great, he was afraid.
所以我们明白了，为什么彼得原来很有信心，一步一步走到耶稣那里去，但是快到耶稣那里，突然间沉了。为什么
？So we understand why he had a lot of faith to begin with, but when he walked towards, he started to lose faith.
Why? 因为他听到耶稣的声音说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。”从那时候起，他就一直注目看耶稣。
Because when he heard the voice of Jesus, he fixed his eyes on Jesus.
他不去，他不看自己，对不对
？He wasn't looking at himself.
他也不看那个风浪。
He wasn't looking at the storm.
一直注目看耶稣，就是要到主那里去。
He focused on Jesus. He wanted to go to Jesus.
但突然间，他的目光转移了。
But suddenly he turned his sight
看风浪了。
Wow. Started to look at the storm.
天这么黑。风这么大，我不过是彼得啊。
Look at the storm.
因为信心没了。
And he sank because his faith was vanished.
他沉下去，主耶稣赶快把他拉起来，对不对
？So Jesus pulled him up.
所以说什么了
？What did Jesus say?
小信的人为什么疑惑呢
？Man of little faith, why did you doubt?
当然，彼得被称为小信人，表示还有一点点信。
Of course, he was man of little faith. That means he had little faith.
他要下沉的时候喊着抓救我
，because when he sank, he shouted, "Help me, Lord."
连奉耶稣名阿门，来不及说这个。但是主知道他的心。
But the Lord knew his heart, so rescued him.
后半部更精彩了哈。起来之后，救起来之后呢
？And he pulled him up.
当然啊，一定是把衣服水流干啦，对不对
？He dried his clothes.
接下来后来怎么样？发生什么事情
？And what happened?
他们就回到船上去，对不对
？They got back to the boat.
怎么回到船上去呢
？How did they get back to the boat?
是不是主耶稣抱着彼得，像那个 Peter Pan 小飞侠，一飞就飞到船上去呢
？Flew back to the boat.
是可以的，主耶稣的能力没问题的
，No problem.
但圣经告诉我们不是这样子的
，The Bible says that's not how it happened.
他们是一步一步一步走回去
，They walk back to the boat step by step.
因为你在哪里跌倒，在哪里站起来
，Because where you fell is where you stand up.
重新得回那起初的爱心，首要的信心
，To regain your faith and love.
那时候主耶稣牵着彼得的手，彼得也抓紧耶稣的手，一定是笑看风浪，对不对？有主在我身边，不怕风浪，不怕风浪。你唱过这歌没有啊？
So they walked hand in hand, unafraid of the storm.
他们就一步一步的走回船上。
So step by step.
为什么我这样说呢？因为圣经上写的，他们就上了船，对不对？
The Bible says they got onto the boat.
They went up. 他们 go up 上船。
所以
如果是飞的话，是 fly down， 对不对？
If they flew, then it's fly down.
So 如果是走上，就是 go up， 要爬上。
If they walked, it has to be going up. So they went up.
所以这个是原文的帮助啊 ，go up。所以是他们上了船，他们一步一步走。
They walk step by step.
当我们现在人生苦海里面的时候，是在罪恶过犯当中的时候
，When we are in the midst of suffering and even sin，
当我们空虚迷惘的时候
，When we feel empty，
主耶稣进到我们生命里面
，Lord Jesus came into our life，
给我们信心
，Gave us faith，
让我们开始注目仰望他
，So that we can fix our eyes on Him。
这时候风浪停了没有？没有。
Storm stop？ No。
当彼得被主耶稣牵着手，一步步走回船上的时候，风浪依旧。
When Peter was walking hand in hand with Jesus on the sea back to the boat, the storm was still there.
直到上了船之后，风浪才止息。
Until they got onto the boat, the storm stopped.
在今生今世，我们有苦难。
In our life, there is suffering.
但是你可以放心，因为主耶稣已经胜了世界。
But you may be comforted because the Lord has triumphed over the world.
还没有信主的朋友在世上有苦难，对不对
？So for those
who have
not believed,
那基督徒信耶稣
suffering
还是有很多苦难，对不对
？But Christians still have a lot of suffering.
那也许你要问，为什么我要信耶稣呢
？Why do we believe in Jesus？
你要知道啊。非基督徒是在被苦难包围的。
You have to know that non-Christians are surrounded by sufferings.
基督徒是走在苦难的上面。
The Christians are walking on top of
suffering. 因为主耶稣牵我们的手，走在苦难的上面。
Because we are walking hand in hand with Jesus.
船在水中没有问题。船浮在水上，对不对
？The boat can float on top of the water.
但是当水进到船里面的时候，这船就要沉了。
But when the water gets into the boat, the boat will sink.
在非基督徒的生命里面，是水进他的生命里面，他是沉在死海里面的。
In a non-Christian life, it's a sinking life.
基督徒是蒙主耶稣救拔拯救，脱离死亡，走在苦难和死亡的上面。
We have been saved. We are walking on top of the waters of death and suffering.
今天我们讲到唯独信心。
So we are talking about sola fide today.
我们不是高举我们个人有多大的信心。
We are not exalting our own faith.
事实上，我们常常是软弱、小信、失信的。
Often we are very, very weak in faith.
但是他是信实的，他全然可信，总不失信。
But he is faithful.
所以唯独信心是唯独注目仰望耶稣。
So sola fide, faith alone means to fix our eyes on Jesus alone.
是唯独他赐给我信心
，because He alone gives me faith.
我要靠他所赐信心来信靠他。
I rely on His faith to believe in Him.
神不会替我悔改，不会替我相信的。
God will not do my repentance for me.
但他赐信心给我，要我用这个信心注目看他，依靠他。
But He gives me the faith to repent and focus on Him.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你要尊主为大吗？
So dear brothers and sisters, will you exalt the Lord?
注目仰望耶稣。
Focus your eyes on Jesus.
你要真的以神为乐吗？
Do you want to find joy in God?
注目仰望耶稣。
Fix your eyes on Jesus.
唯独信心。
Sola fide.
我们既有这么许多的见证人从云彩围绕着我们。
We have a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
就当放下这样重担，脱去一切容易缠累我们罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在前头路程。
So,Get rid of our burdens and run the race that has been marked out for us.
信心都是向前面看的。
Faith looks forward.
连主耶稣在世上也是盯着摆在前面的喜乐，轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
Even Christ Jesus was looking forward so that he can scorn the suffering of the cross.
让我们的一生只有一件事，注目仰望主耶稣。
So let us only have one thing in our life, and that is to focus our eyes on Jesus.
圣经说到三处只有一件事，第一处在诗篇二十七篇，我只有一件事，我仍要寻求，就一生一世住在耶和华殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他殿里求问。
The Bible talks about so-called one thing in three places. The first place is in the Psalms, where this only one thing in life important is to live in the house of God forever.
我只有那一件事，不可少一件事，像玛利亚一样，在主的脚前注目仰望主耶稣，听主耶稣讲道。这是上好的福分，是世人所不能夺取的。
The other thing is to be like Mary, to kneel before the feet of Christ and listen to His word.
保罗说：“我只有一件事，就是向着标杆直跑，我要得主耶稣他从上头召我来得的奖赏。”
And Paul says that there is only one thing in my life that is to run the race that has been marked out for us.
什么叫标杆人生？什么叫标杆教会？
What is so-called purpose-driven life and purpose-driven church?
不要搞错，那标杆就是主耶稣基督。
Don't be confused. That purpose is Jesus Christ.
因为保罗自己在前面先说了，我为他丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督。我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
Paul says that everything is manure in the life of Christ. I see Christ as my only treasure.
只有主耶稣才是那标杆。
Only Jesus is the goal.
只有他才是我的意向。
Only He is my vision.
对，那诗歌所说 ，Be thou my vision. 我不要为自己定什么意向标杆，他就是我的意向，唯一的意向，唯一的标杆。
Be thou my vision. He is our only vision. No other vision.
仰望。注目仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
So fix our eyes on Jesus.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Father, we thank you.
你的话语何等的宝贵。
Your word is precious.
告诉我们信心的真谛。
It tells us what faith is.
那就是主耶稣，你就是那我们所望之事的实理和确据。
That is Lord Jesus, you are the certainty and assurance of what we do not see and what we hope for.
也就是我们所要注目仰望的。
That which we should focus our eyes upon.
因为唯独你是为我们的信心创始成终的。
Only you are the author and finisher of our faith.
所以我们把一切感谢赞美要完全归给你。
So we thank you and praise you.
所以这次聚会大会献上感恩。
We thank you for this meeting.
让我们从今以后
，from this day on，
我们自己、我们的家庭、我们的教会。
Let ourselves, our families, and our church
都是唯独圣经、唯独恩典、唯独信心。
Exemplify sola scriptura, sola fide, and sola gratia.
愿你得到一切荣耀。
May you have all the glory.
奉主耶稣的名祷告感谢。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.